To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
After the last couple of weeks, I'm starting to wonder if America is actually broke. I mean, I'm starting to wonder if it was ever necessary to borrow all of the money that we borrowed.
Well, I concur with that. That's the question. Was it really necessary? The answer is no.
Well, no, but I mean, literally no. Or was there just so much theft and fraud from the federal government that had it not existed, our children wouldn't be debt slaves? Now, that would have to be a large amount of fraud, okay? We're talking, and I'm really talking more in recent years, right? I mean, the Iraq war, Afghan war, $7 trillion there. Obviously, that's not fraud. But no, just because of the massive, massive, massive amount of fraud. Let me tell you, just, I mean, just rounding up what's in the news. For the first time, for instance, the New York Times admitting the $200 billion we printed and sent to Ukraine might have largely been stolen. And it was a grift. Tens of billions, not millions, billions in aid were stolen by Zelensky's inner circle. Something we've reported here for many years. In fact, it's so old that Tucker Carlson was saying it when he was on Fox News.
He was documenting it a couple of miles back, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, and he was even talking about going on a ski vacation and, you know, in Europe, like a nice one, I guess the kind you can afford when you make $25 million. That's what his contract was.
Yeah, we wouldn't know.
And he said, it's all Ukrainians. They're all Ukrainians. They're like Ukrainian management. They're just like, they're all there. They're skiing. They're in the best chalets. They're rich. The New York Times, one of Vladimir Zelensky's most vocal defenders, now admits his team stole billions in U.S. financed aid. Now, how did that happen? Remember Senator Josh Hawley begging Mitch McConnell, the crooked Republicans and the crooked Democrats up there, please, can we at least include in our Ukraine funding bill some mechanism to document where the money is going so we can say where it was spent? No can do. Sorry. Headline, New York Times, Zelensky's government sabotaged oversight, allowing corruption to fester. No, that was actually the leadership of the Senate that sabotaged the oversight. And then Zelensky just pocketed the money. So we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars right there, right? But let's keep going. Last couple of days, we have the head of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, is on television explaining how $30 billion in supposedly green grants didn't go anywhere green or anywhere red or anywhere but in the pockets of Democrats. And what they do is they pass it through three, four, five different NGOs that you know are run by friends, and they all take 10% to 15% off the top. And by the time it gets where it's going, there's no solar panels built. But everybody's rich though. Now the good news here is he says, listen, we canceled this $30 billion. He's talking particular about $1.7 billion check. Do you remember me talking about this check? Kamala Harris personally drove to Maryland to drop it off in a ceremony. A $7 billion check. And nobody even bats an eye.
Yeah.
Here's the head of the EPA.
And get this, we found in one program, Solar for All, which is a $7 billion program that we have canceled and Congress has rescinded, that the money was going through at times four pass-throughs. So a dollar would go through four pass-throughs where each of them were taking at least 15 to 25% cut. Zero tolerance policy should be the way, whether it's President Trump in office or his predecessor. Unfortunately, his predecessor, when they had one party rule in Congress, they were lighting tax dollars on fire left and right to pay off their friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're up to, I guess you're kind of $230 billion, right? But let's keep going. Why not? Dr. Oz, every day now, is having a jaw-dropping press conference or, you know, expost about just the level of the fraud. It's mind-boggling. 4.4 million illegal enrollments on Obamacare. 4.4 million illegal or improper. What does that mean? Fraud, theft. You didn't qualify for the subsidies. In a lot of cases, full 100% subsidies. Or there is a scam running where they loosened the rules under Joe Biden to get maximum sign up. And if an insurance agent can get your name and your birthday, that's it. Not even your social security number. They are then allowed to sign you up, whether you've ever signed up, you know, agreed to it, signed off on it or anything. And that is how we got to the incredible story last week. They're going through fraud wise. Trump isn't. God bless him for this. I don't think anybody's ever done it in my lifetime. They're going through the fraud and realizing upwards of 35% of the people on Obamacare are not. They don't even know they're on Obamacare because they were signed up in the Joe Biden era. Every name that you get, name and the birth date, and they turn it in, they get a subsidy from the federal government. It goes direct to the company. You never see it. You don't even know you're on it. There's a lot of double enrollments because of it. So people have no idea that these insurance companies are scamming the government. And the reason that's happening, again, is because Joe Biden loosened all of the fraud control. So you don't just have Somali immigrants robbing the government blind. They're thinking it's going to go $8 billion just in Minnesota alone.
There's some real Americans.
You've also got the insurance companies. I mean, they're robbing a place blind, too. This is Dr. Oz describing yesterday this fraud. It's mind-boggling.
The Government Accountability Office just released a shocking interim report on widespread fraud within Obamacare. Let me explain what's going on. During the pandemic, the previous administration took a variety of actions that weakened crucial safeguards. For example, they eliminated common sense income verifications, which are central to making sure people actually qualify for the program. They also expanded the number of people who got completely free health insurance via what are called $0 premium plans, which is a huge problem because if you don't pay anything for a plan, you might forget that you have it, or you may be enrolled in it by an unscrupulous insurance broker without your knowledge. To date, we've received complaints from hundreds of thousands of Americans who didn't know they were enrolled in an Obamacare plan until they got paperwork from the IRS related to their tax credits. So, why was this allowed to happen? Because the past administration prioritized achieving big program enrollment numbers over protecting program integrity.
Wow. Now, here's the good news, and I always say this, you know, this is going to make you mad. The good news is we know this because we stopped it. We're stopping this. We're ending this. Again, you're talking about tens of billions of dollars of fraud here. And I know why the Democrats did this. They weren't trying to maximize enrollment. They were trying to get the illegal immigrants on the plan in a way that wasn't traceable. I mean, you take 12 million people in 4 years, and some months you don't create any jobs. I mean, you got to clothe them, you got to house them, you got to feed them, and you got to provide for their medical care. That's a lot of people to hide, Lee. And so that's what, I mean, that's what they were doing. But the thing is, these insurance agents figured it out. Wow, all I got to do is get Maude here on the phone, who's 89 and doesn't even know what she's talking about, to give me her name and her number. Yeah, she's on Medicare, but it doesn't matter. All I got is I got to have a name and a birthday. And there's a subsidy for Maude. I get my cut and she gets signed up. The insurance company gets their cut. And Gen Z
pays for it.
Pays for it. Yeah. Debt slavery.
Yep.
Debt slavery. Here's Dr. Oz talking about, I mean, these are incredible numbers. Again, 4.4 million improper enrollments.
The problem here is that you, the American taxpayer, are footing the bill for all of this fraud in the form of tax subsidies. Under President Trump and Secretary Kennedy, we are not sitting idly by. We've uncovered 4.4 million improper enrollments, including roughly 1.6 million individuals who were enrolled in both Medicaid and an Obamacare plan in 2024, which taxpayers, by the way, are footing the bill in both of these cases. You get double insurance. You're not paying for either. We've already started cleaning up the system by removing about 1 million people from Obamacare who are or should be covered somewhere else. This alone is going to save taxpayers billions in waste. In fact, the very first rule we announced in this administration was our marketplace integrity and affordability rule, which would have, and I'm listing it out, enforced common sense income verification checks, made sure people who were enrolled knew they were enrolled, and blocked illegal immigrants from accessing taxpayer-funded care. But here's the bonus of it all. Our rule would have lowered premiums across the board for Americans by an average of 5%. That's a lot of money. Now, we're on track, doing fine, until Blue Cities brought a politically motivated lawsuit against us, tying up this important rule in litigation. I want to applaud Congress for at least giving us some additional tools through the Working Families Tax Cut legislation that will enable us to bolster verification in future years. Meanwhile, we're continuing to fight every day to clean up the Obamacare problems, and as this report rightly points out, there's still a lot of work to be done.
So fraud so massively, it would have saved us 5% on our health insurance premiums on average, every American who's on health insurance. You know how much money that is? Those plans are $26,000 to $30,000 plans, writ, you know, large. So either your business, your company paid for it, or you did. Just illegal immigrants and Democrat fraud.
Well, and increasingly the consumer is paying more for it, even because the employers are not able to or say that they're not able to continue to increase their contribution. So guess who pays for the increase? You do, the employee. And all of us see that as it comes out of our checks.
Absolutely. And again, it's just fraud and illegal immigrants. I mean, so this is, these are real numbers. They are making Americans poor. So the good news is, I mean, can you believe Democrats are suing to preserve the fraud?
Yeah, I can believe that.
It's just jaw-dropping. Yeah. Suing to pursue to preserve them. But the good news is we're in there. We're digging this stuff out. Every day we find more and more and more and more to the point where, Lee, I would ask, is it possible we could actually, without trying, balance our budget if we just got rid of the fraud?
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, I've been hearing that phrase for decades, but yes, please.
I mean, I'm starting to think it's possible.
Yeah.
Because it's 35% of Obamacare signups. Listen, Senator Roger Marshall. Oh, okay, and I'm having trouble with my...
What they did is now Obamacare is paying insurance scouts to go out there. All they need is a patient's birth date and their name, and they're turning them into Obamacare, and then the federal government is paying the entire premium. So the patients don't even know they're on Obamacare. 35% of the people on Obamacare never file a claim. That's too many. So I think that Obamacare...
Yeah, because they don't know they're on it until tax time.
Yeah.
So Somali immigrants and major insurers running the same scam, theft from the federal government. And this
in communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Is Donald Trump going to war? Republicans in the Senate just not getting it. Just not understanding what's at stake here. And I don't know. I would think Arctic Frost would be enough for them to comprehend it, but maybe not. Arctic Frost is a plan by the Democrat Party, a final plan for the Republican Party. See, they weren't just going to put Trump in prison for the rest of his life, 700 years. They may still succeed in it. He's just protected right now by immunity. The second he finishes his term, steps on a helicopter and flies away, it's on. They'll be back at Mar-a-Lago. This ain't over. Unless they want to purge the DOJ and the FBI, but they don't seem interested. So those people are coming for them like the hounds of hell. But we can stop it. We've got time. We've got time to make sure that the Democrat Party doesn't get to finish what they started in Arctic Frost, spying on every single facet of the Republican Party with criminal subpoenas, criminal warrants to do so. Hidden from Senate oversight, hidden from House oversight illegally. We just had Jack Smith admitting, we got documents just this week, Jack Smith admitting, yeah, I can't do this, it's unconstitutional. And him and Judge Boasberg go, who cares? Yeah, we'll spy on them all, including Charlie Kirk's organization, including the Republican Attorneys General's organization, AGs, prosecutors, including Republican law firms, Republican strategists, Republican pollsters, the RNC, the Republican Senatorial Committee, every piece of the Republican Party, including even spying on Jim Jordan and Speaker Kevin McCarthy, their phone calls, all of it. Approved by judges. They're going to prison and they just can't see it. Or unless we stop this, or they're going to be bankrupted through lawfare. The idea being no one will ever stick their head up again and say, I'm a Republican. But right now we got a couple years to stop it. But we have to do one thing. We have to make sure there are American sane judges on the bench. We have to make sure that we have federal prosecutors who are not crooked, corrupt Democrats. We have to make sure about those things, or we are going to prison. Trump will lead the way, but the rest of us will follow. But Charles Grassley's not having it. He's not having it. No. He has been in Congress since the 60s, and he is friends with these Democrats, and they have a 100-year tradition of blue slips. What does that mean? Well, in the past, it was a gentleman's agreement, and it worked pretty well. generally speaking, if a Democrat president wanted to appoint a prosecutor, a judge, you know, to oversee a federal district in their state, unless the person was really egregious or just like way out of bounds, like in terms of pretty radical, they'd let the appointment go through. Republicans had let Democrats go through. Democrats had let Republicans go through. We had a pretty balanced judiciary. Not anymore. Democrats are now saying, screw that. If the only people we're approving are Democrat judges, Democrat prosecutors. Well, Charles Grassley, who still thinks it's 1964 and may not even know where he is a lot of the time, he's so old. He's almost 90. Says, no, this has been the tradition in the Senate for 100 years that any senator from the state that the federal district exists in can blue slip a Trump appointee. Well, guess what? They're blue slipping all of them. And time is ticking. We are not appointing prosecutors. We are not appointing judges, y'all. And it's the Republicans doing it. There's going to be no one to appeal to. Democrats have even come to Trump and gone, hey, you know, I mean, if you want to appoint a Democrat, we'll approve it. They are laughing at us. And then Charles Grassley goes and investigates Arctic Frost. Oh, this is terrible. How did this happen? Because of you, Charles. By the way, when Biden was in office, Democrats didn't even honor the blue slip. Chuck Grassley must have slept with a child. I'm serious at this point. I don't know what they got on him. Trump insisted on this. He hinted at it yesterday. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. But he hinted at it. He said, there's got to be crime here. There's got to be some. I mean, there's nothing that makes any sense. Grassley is doubling and tripling down. No nominees for Trump. So what does this mean? Well, in red states with red federal circuits, we can appoint judges all day long. No problem, because the senators don't block it. But if there's one Democrat senator blocked, no Trump nominee. No Trump nominee. And all of you people who keep texting me, you're really mad. Well, Trump's not getting Comey prosecuted. He's not. No, it's not Trump. It's Grassley. It's Grassley. Do you know what just happened? Did you catch it? Letitia James Comey? Since Trump's only allowed to appoint Democrat prosecutors, and he actually appointed a couple just to get somebody to do the work, they're refusing to prosecute actual Democrat crimes because, of course, they are. They're Democrats. And Charles Grassley is mad that Trump said mean things about him. I guess Grassley just figures he won't live long enough to go to prison. But the problem is the rest of us will. This is a problem. Every day now, I get really frustrated texts on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989, for people saying, why isn't Trump prosecuting these people? Well, you should really direct those to Senator Charles Grassley. A lot of people don't know this. He can't get anyone through the Senate, prosecutors or judges, unless they're Democrats. Because we have Republicans, like Senator Charles Grassley, insisting on keeping the blue slip tradition, which is where a senator from the state that the federal district is in, that the judge will serve in or the prosecutor, can blue slip them. In other words, gentleman's agreement, saying, nah, not this person, get him out of here. Well, we've had this tradition for 100 years. It's not constitutional. It's just a handshake agreement. Trump needs to go to court and drag Grassley's ass through court. We don't have time for this. We don't. Well, it used to work because Republicans would go along and let the bad Democrat judges through, and Democrats would go along and let the great Republican judges through. But that stopped in the Biden era. Well, Democrats stopped, not Republicans. So Grassley lets these Democrats insist that Trump either appoint a Democrat or we're just going to blue slip them all. So 100% get blue slipped. Nobody gets through. Trump can't even appoint prosecutors. Why? Nothing's moving. They have to serve for 3 months pocket appointments because Grassley's blocking them. And Trump correctly lost his damn mind yesterday. And people are saying, you botched the prosecution. No, he didn't. The prosecutor, the only one the Democrats and Chuck Grassley, who's supposed to be a Republican, would approve, was a Democrat. And guess what? The second it came time to prosecute Comey and Letitia James, he refused. Made terrible national headlines. Trump's own prosecutor won't prosecute. Trump had to fire him and appoint somebody who'd only serve for 90 days. We are running out of time. This is why nobody's getting prosecuted in the deep state. They are trying, but they've got to get past the corruption of a Grassley. And Trump just lost his damn mind yesterday. Alina Habba, out of there. She only lasted for 90 days, right? Because Republicans won't approve Republican prosecutors. They let Democrats blue slip them. Here's Trump explaining this horrendous situation.
You've got a blue slip thing that's horrible. It's a horrible thing. It makes it impossible to appoint a judge or a U.S. attorney. And it's a shame. And the Republicans should be ashamed of themselves that they allow this to go on. Because I can't appoint a U.S. attorney that's not a Democrat. Because they put a block on it. So if you appoint in Virginia or in New Jersey or in California a U.S. attorney or a judge, I mean, the judge situation is ridiculous. The only people that you can get by are Democrats because they will put a hold on it. If I put up George Washington and Abraham Lincoln to be U.S. attorney in New Jersey or to be U.S. attorney in Virginia, we have Democrat senators. They will not approve them. And this is a gentleman's agreement that's lasted for too long. It means you can't appoint a Republican U.S. attorney. And we don't play the same game with them, but they do. And I hope that somebody speaks to Senator Grassley about doing something about the blue slip.
Honestly, they must have compromise on Grassley at this point. I just don't understand. Here's Trump continuing.
I put up great people, top people, the best lawyers to be like U.S. attorney, and both senators. It only takes one. But if they're Democrat senators, they say we're not going to approve it. I had a couple of them say, why don't you appoint Democrats? All because Senator Grassley, with his blue slip stuff, will not let anybody go by. By the way, the Democrats have violated the blue slip provision on numerous occasions. But we don't do it. And what it means is, I guess I just have to keep appointing people for 3 months and then just appoint another one.
No judges.
And it's very sad situation. We're losing a lot of great people. I think I know why they did that, to protect their ass. Okay, that's why they did that. But it should be done away with.
Yeah. So Charles Grassley and the Democrat, Freudian slip, and the Republican leadership are literally building the dual justice system where there are only Democrat judicial dictators and only Democrat prosecutors. And now you've gotten Trump can't get a Republican through. And the ones he did get through who are Democrats are refusing to prosecute Comey and refusing to prosecute Letitia James. And then, by the way, Comey's attorneys are using that in court with the Democrat judge because there's no Republican judges. Do you realize Trump? Grassley did this to him in his last term, too. Do you realize Trump never got to appoint a single Republican judge to the New York district in his last presidency? And what did the New York district try and the D.C. district working together try to do to him after his presidency? They tried to put him in prison. And what that means is there's no judges up top, Republican judges, to say, this is not American. There's no precedent for this. No, you cannot put Trump in prison for the rest of his life. I'm throwing this case out. There's no one to save us. And we are doing this. And it's not just Trump saying this. This is Congress. Just stop the music for a second. This is Congresswoman Claudia Tenney talking about blue slips in New York, how Trump has not been allowed to appoint a Republican judge in the New York federal district, period.
The Democrats play to win.
Yeah.
Why are we honoring the blue slips?
I don't know.
Get these people done. There were no Republicans appointed to magistrates positions, to federal judgeships, to U.S. attorney positions in the state of New York in President Trump's first term because Chuck Schumer blocked us from getting them appointed. We don't have a lot of opportunities in New York. We have the Democrats who have a veto-proof majority. We need judges that are good, conservative, honest judges to serve. We need good U.S. attorneys. You know, you've seen the lawfare from Letitia James and all the other U.S. attorneys that worked under the Biden administration. We need our help. So I think it's time to stop honoring the blue slips. Let's play to win. I know it's an age-old Senate tradition, but the Democrats don't honor these things. They didn't let any of our nominees get nominated. So why are we doing that?
Okay, folks. So Trump finally throwing his hands up, saying, listen, we're not going to be able to go after the deep state. we're not going to, you know, be able to put people like James Comey in prison because Republicans in the Senate, who are literally living fossils, insist on honoring the 100-year tradition of the blue slip when Democrats stopped honoring it a long time ago. What that means, again, if you're just tuning in, if you're a Democrat senator from a state like, say, Virginia, the Virginia Federal District, right, where a lot of Republicans get drug into for prosecution, and a lot of deep state should be drug into for prosecution, but it's never going to happen because it only has Democrat judges. And that's because they're honoring the blue slip tradition. If you're a Republican judge, you just don't get approved. If Trump appoints you and you're a Republican judge, forget it. They'll blue slip it and they'll take it away. It used to be an honor system because both parties would approve the other party's judges. That's why it worked. And we had a balanced judiciary. Now the Democrats are like, uh-uh. If it's a Republican, we're not approving them. And Chuck Grassley's like, yeah, okay, we're cool with that. We're cool with that. That's not how it's supposed to work. In other words, the person blocking Trump's appointments is Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican, using Democrats as a weapon. John Thune could end it too, but he won't do it. And they're both Bush hacks. They'll do anything to put the Republican Party in prison, ultimately, or they stand by and allow it. That's what they're expected to do. So what does Chuck Grassley have to say for himself? Donald Trump can't even appoint prosecutors. That's why James Comey's not going to prison. Don't get mad at Trump. Get mad at Chuck Grassley. Literally, Trump finally said, I need human bodies to prosecute. Here, I'll appoint this Eric guy. As soon as he gets in there, he refuses to prosecute Letitia James or James Comey. And there is a lot there. Even the mainstream media admitted, wow, Comey did a lot. We didn't realize how criminal this was. I just say, no, we're not prosecuting. Trump had to fire him. Grassley's cool with that. And I'm telling you, the second Trump's out of office, these deep staters will put us in prison. So what does Senator Chuck Grassley have to say for himself? Trump is mean and said mean things about Chuck Grassley, and he should not.
I was surprised to see President Trump on Truth Social go after me and Senate Republicans.
Good.
Over what we call the blue slip. Now, to people in the real America, not here in this Washington, D.C., an island surrounded by reality, the people in real America don't care about what the blue slip is.
Oh, we do.
But in fact, it impacts in their states the district judges who serve their communities.
Yeah, they
and the U.S. attorneys who ensure the law and order is enforced.
They're all Democrats.
I was offended by what the president said, and I'm disappointed that it would result in personal insults.
He's got no defense. He's got none. They got compromise on me. They know about the woman I cheated with. Yeah, sorry about that. I got to screw you guys. There's no other explanation here. Democrats have violated this over and over and over. Americans don't care if we screw them over, put the whole Republican Party in prison. There's nobody there to stop it because I won't let the Republican judges through. They don't care. They don't even know. So let's have a party. You know what? He's 90 years old almost. He doesn't care. He's not going to prison. He's going to be dead. Nah, it's just be the Republican leadership going to prison. And this is the guy investigating Arctic Frost. This is a guy who uncovered it. He knows we're all going to prison if he doesn't let these Democrat, if he doesn't stop these Democrat blue slips and let these Republican judges and prosecutors through. We can't put Comey in prison. Literally, there's no one to do it. And Comey's attorneys use that. Well, Trump keeps improperly appointing these prosecutors. Stupid Trump. Well, yeah, because you got big old Toad Grassley sitting there blocking the whole thing, using the Democrats as a weapon. This is crazy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We've seen dual justice in our country where Republicans basically get swatted to the wall with a sledgehammer and Democrats commit grotesque crimes in front of our face and get away with it. No biggie. But I've been predicting for a while we'd get to the point in the dual justice system where you'd see the flip side of that. Somebody verifiably commits a pretty major crime, but they're woke or Democrat or useful to the Democrats or not Republican. And so their crimes would simply be overlooked, ignored, even if they were pretty major. Well, the Select Subcommittee on January 6th, that is a House committee, that is a congressional committee, has been investigating January 6th. It's chaired by Congressman Loudermilk. Put out a bombshell of a tweet yesterday, you should see it, asking this simple question. They already know the answer. In fact, they answer their own question in the tweet. And you know what that question is? Did Biden's FBI know Brian Cole was the January 6th pipe bomber as soon as April 2021? Yeah, they did. Here's the specific wording on the tweet. Did Biden's FBI identify Brian Cole Jr. in April 2021? He is the now arrested pipe bomber, we're told. Did Biden's FBI identify Brian Cole Jr. in April of 2021? It sure looks like it might have when you compare our pipe bomb report to Cole's affidavit. And we can get into the wonky legalese here. But here's how far the congressional committee had gotten. They knew that the pipe bomber, day before, January 6th, was walking around, was caught on camera using the cell phone. We have a time stamp for the use of the cell phone. Right, so we know where he is. In proximity to the cell tower, and we know when he was talking on the phone. Well, we can see that in the video footage, yes. In fact, the members of Congress got the video footage. They could see it too. Well, what did they learn about it? The case team identified a blanked out user who was in the area of the DNC at the time. The suspect can be seen on the video footage using their phone. This is very exact. This is super duper easy to do. You just pull the phone records. Who is the guy at exactly that minute using the phone at the DNC? Duh. The FBI requested and received the historical cell tower data for the user. And as of April 2021, the case team told Congress, well, they were attempting to further analyze it, and they'd get back to them. How did Kash Patel and Dan Bongino's FBI break this case? This is crazy. using the cell phone data from the video of the exact moment on the surveillance video where the cell phone, where the pipe bomber is talking on the phone. This is not hard. We know the exact minutes that he was on the phone, the exact time. All you could do is just look at the tower cell phone data. Okay, DNC, check. Yeah, he's there. Okay, yeah, 8, you know, 34. Okay, check. Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. That's your guy. How again did Bongino and Patel solve this? Looking at the video of him talking on the phone at the precise minute. The difference is the members of Congress, as soon as they took over in 2023, started asking the FBI about this. Of course, Biden controlled it then. Don't you guys have video from 7:39 p.m. to 8:24 p.m. where he's making multiple phone calls? We can all see him there on a video. Why can't you just get cell data? Well, they had it the whole time. What this means, according to the chairman of the House Select Subcommittee on January 6th, that's a congressional committee, Loudermilk, Biden's FBI knew who the pipe bomber was back in April of 2021. They let him go. They let him go. You want to read it for yourself. It's retweeted on my X feed. So much going on today. I think people are missing this. They let him go. They let him go. Now, here's where this gets not very smart. We do so many not very smart things. The FBI agent, who I can't even believe still has a job. The same FBI agent who helped to frame a lot of the January 6ers who ultimately went to prison is doing the interviews. What do I mean by frame? What does that mean, frame? She offered plea deals to members of the Proud Boys if they would lie and say they were in backdoor communication with Donald Trump to, you know, overthrow Congress. If they would lie and say that, she would spare them life in prison. It was an FBI agent and a prosecutor who made that deal. Tried to anyway with Proud Boy Enrique Tarrio. Literally putting a piece of paper in front of him and asking him to commit perjury to save himself. Asking him to lie and say President Trump knew the Proud Boys would be at January 6th and had communicated with Tarrio through his friend Roger Stone. That turned out to be fake. Fortunately, Tarrio took the 17 years in prison. Instead of lying. Thank God for that. Trump probably be in prison now. So, I mean, but we fired these people. I mean, they're not at the DOJ and the FBI anymore. Oh, they are? Yeah. Not only are they there, Jocelyn Ballantyne, the same prosecutor who asked them to lie to frame Donald Trump. Yeah, she's still at the DOJ. No big deal. No big deal. And the FBI agent who worked those cases with her, FBI agent Nicholas Hennick, you'll never guess who's doing the questioning. Why is this person still at the FBI? Why are they allowed to be involved in this case? Here's my fear here. There's still a possibility of framing Trump with this. Framing Republican leaders. Why are they handling this? And I'm sorry, I like Bongino and Patel, but it's not good enough for them to say, we are so much smarter. We solved this. When we now know the FBI knew exactly who the pipe bomber was in April 2021. End of memo. We're done here. No, no, no. We need chain of custody. We need to go back through and find out which agents handled it. Who are they? Why did they lie to Congress, the FBI, and say that the cell phone data was corrupted and they couldn't retrieve it when they could? Did they corrupt the data themselves, destroying their own evidence? That's a crime. Folks, there's only a month left in the statute of limitations. So we need to light a fire under Bongino and Patel. This doesn't work. Now we don't cover for these people and we don't keep them employed.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.